Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The DBT Skills Workbook for Teens by The Mentor Bucket is a self-help workbook aimed at adolescents who struggle with intense emotions, anxiety, anger, stress, and patterns of negativity. Its subject is dialectical behavior therapy, commonly known as DBT, a skills-based approach that combines acceptance of present experience with practical behavior change. The book appears to organize its guidance around the central DBT skill areas most often used with teens: mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotion regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness. Rather than presenting DBT as theory alone, the workbook format is designed to help readers reflect on emotional triggers, practice coping strategies, and apply skills to school, family, and peer situations. Its purpose is not to replace professional mental health care, especially for severe distress or safety concerns, but to make core DBT concepts more accessible for young readers and supportive adults seeking structured emotional coping tools. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adapting DBT skills to the emotional pressures of adolescence. A central feature of the workbook is its teen-focused framing of DBT. Adolescence often combines rapid emotional development, social comparison, family conflict, academic pressure, and identity formation. So coping advice that feels too clinical or adult-oriented can be difficult for young readers to use. The book positions DBT as a set of practical skills rather than a diagnosis-based treatment manual. This matters because DBT is most useful when the reader can connect abstract concepts to immediate situations, such as reacting to criticism, feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, or becoming angry during conflict. The workbook structure supports that connection by encouraging practice, reflection, and repeated use. Its underlying logic is the DBT balance between acceptance and change. Teens are asked to notice and validate what they feel, while also learning that emotions do not have to control behavior, while focusing only on acceptance can leave harmful habits unchanged. Secondly, mindfulness as a method for pausing before emotional reaction. The mindfulness component gives the workbook its foundation because many other DBT skills depend on noticing what is happening internally before acting on it. For teens dealing with anxiety, anger, or sadness, the first problem is often not the emotion itself, but the speed with which it turns into avoidance, arguing, shutting down, or impulsive behavior. Mindfulness slows that sequence by training attention toward the present moment without immediate judgment. In a workbook for teens, this usually means helping readers observe thoughts, physical sensations, urges, and emotional labels in ordinary language. The practical value is that a teen who can identify a rising anger response has more options than a teen who only realizes what happened after an outburst. Mindfulness also supports emotional accuracy. Distinguishing embarrassment from anger, fear from irritation, or loneliness from boredom can change the coping choice. The book treats awareness not as a passive exercise, but as a usable skill that creates space between feeling and reaction. Thirdly, distress tolerance for getting through crises without making them worse. Distress tolerance is one of the workbook's most practical areas because it addresses moments when a problem cannot be solved immediately. Teen distress often occurs in situations with limited control, such as waiting for a response from a friend, dealing with a family argument, facing school pressure, or managing a sudden wave of panic. The goal of distress tolerance is not to pretend that the situation is fine. Its purpose is to help the reader survive the emotional peak without choosing actions that create additional harm. Techniques commonly associated with this DBT module include distraction, self-soothing, grounding, acceptance of what cannot be changed in the moment, and choosing short-term safety over impulsive relief. The reasoning is concrete. Many damaging behaviors are attempts to reduce pain quickly, but they can intensify shame, conflict, or risk afterward. By teaching teens to tolerate discomfort long enough for emotional intensity to decrease, the workbook supports better decision-making during high-pressure moments. Fourthly, emotion regulation through naming triggers and changing behavioral patterns. The emotion regulation material focuses on helping teens understand why emotions intensify and how responses can be changed. This is different from simply advising calmness. DBT assumes that emotions have causes, functions, and predictable patterns. A teen who tracks situations, thoughts, body cues, and urges can begin to see connections between triggers and reactions. This can include recognizing how lack of sleep, conflict, negative self-talk, or social rejection increases vulnerability to anger or anxiety. The workbook likely uses reflective exercises to make these patterns visible, which is important because unexamined emotions often feel random and uncontrollable. A key DBT idea related to regulation is acting in ways that do not reinforce destructive urges. For example, a teen may practice a healthier response when the urge is to lash out, isolate, or avoid. The value of this approach is that it treats emotional regulation as a learned behavioral skill. It does not deny difficult feelings, but it helps readers reduce the damage caused by automatic reactions. Lastly, interpersonal effectiveness for boundaries, self-respect, and conflict. The interpersonal effectiveness dimension extends the workbook beyond private emotional coping. For many teens, distress is closely tied to relationships with parents, siblings, teachers, friends, or romantic interests. DBT communication skills are useful because they separate three goals that often become confused: getting a need met, maintaining a relationship, and preserving self-respect. A teen may know what they feel, but still struggle to ask for help, say no, handle criticism, or disagree without escalating conflict. The workbook's emphasis on practical communication gives readers a framework for turning emotional awareness into clearer action. This is especially relevant in adolescence, when peer approval and family rules can pull in opposite directions. Interpersonal effectiveness also helps prevent two common extremes: passive silence that builds resentment and aggressive expression that damages trust. By teaching assertiveness, boundary awareness, and conflict navigation, the book connects emotional balance with social functioning. Its usefulness increases when parents, caregivers, or counselors reinforce these skills in real conversations. In conclusion, the DBT Skills Workbook for Teens is best suited for adolescents who want structured help with anxiety, anger, emotional overwhelm, impulsive reactions, or difficult relationships. It may also be useful for parents, caregivers, school counselors, and therapists who want a teen-accessible supplement to conversations about coping. Its practical benefit is that it turns emotional management into repeatable skills: noticing emotions, tolerating distress, reducing harmful reactions, and communicating needs more effectively. Intellectually, it introduces young readers to the DBT view that acceptance and change can work together rather than compete. That distinction helps the book avoid two common weaknesses in teen self-help: minimizing emotional pain or offering vague encouragement without tools. Compared with broader books on confidence or adolescent stress, this workbook stands out because it is organized around a recognized therapeutic skills framework and emphasizes practice over explanation alone. It should not be treated as a substitute for professional care when a teen faces self-harm risk, suicidal thoughts, severe depression, trauma, or persistent crisis. However, within the self-help and skills workbook category, its value lies in making DBT concepts concrete enough for everyday use and specific enough to address the emotional intensity common in teenage life. If you would like to support the Mentor Bucket, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.